Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Baby Boomers Live Show. And once again, every time I do this, it's amazing. Here we are, February 16th, 1966. You know, you remember that? And when we heard the term, wow, it's 1966, you know, and you see novels and stories about 1970, 1980, let alone 2000, and here we are in 2015. This is, wow, this takes a while to sink in. But we're here. President's Day, do you have the day off? Did you get a long weekend? That's basically why they do this. It's to add in a holiday right after the weekend, so it gives you 3 days to go somewhere. And, you know, Aretha's out. She won't be with us today, and she's out and about. And, Aretha, we'll see you next week, and I hope you have you've had a nice, long, relaxing weekend. But now we're... What is this? What's going on here today? We got President's Day. What's this all about? All right. Today is President's Day officially. What is it? Well, it's Washington's birthday. Okay. And they got a couple monuments as presidential at the Mount Rushmore National Memorial in South Dakota in the Black Hills. You remember, you've probably seen that 1,000 times. The massive sculpture, which was started in 1927, to give you a couple little facts here, features the faces of who? Okay, guys, who do we got on there? I mean, okay, right, good. Most of them, okay. We have four sculptures up there. Everybody knows George Washington. So think about it, all right? Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. But which of these four leaders really deserve to be immortalized in the massive rock? I'm getting all these correct answers. Not bad. Since we're 5:30, all right, we've turned to the pollsters. And let's see, we're looking up the pollsters here. And though Franklin Roosevelt would be a contender now, the head sculpture did get it right for the time, okay? So the four people I mentioned, that was the popular situation back then. All right, let's go over today. Now, the belief is based on historians' ranking since 2009. Three surveys from C-SPAN, Siena College, United States Presidency Center. And I told you about that little trip I took to the Nixon Center. That was cool. All right, they have polled historians asking them to order the U.S. presidents from best to worst. All right, and they say the results have been fairly consistent. So, okay, take a breath here now. Everybody out there, who is the most popular president? Pop that in your head. And, of course, I mean, for what Abraham Lincoln and George Washington did, you know, I mean, they're always up on top. But let's go down at least the top 10. And, you know, I got to admit, this is kind of one of my favorites because World War II is a consistent thing on the History Channel and everything else. So who do we got? Franklin Roosevelt, number one. Abraham Lincoln came in at number two. George Washington. Now, see if you get at least three of them. George Washington, and we got Theodore Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, Harry Truman, Woodrow Wilson, and Dwight Eisenhower. And who's the last one? Who's the last two? All right, John Kennedy, James Monroe. Good. All right, we had some. You guys did good. You know, we picked up some. Lincoln and Washington are not surprisingly among the top four presidents in all three polls. Theodore Roosevelt has been among the top five in each of them, and Jefferson has been among the top seven in every survey. So, you know, the answers that I got from some of the people texting me are pretty accurate. Altogether, the top four presidents who have been in a survey since 27 are the ones that were put on Rushmore, of course. So anyway, that gives you
innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
And the Easy Way Network is just growing and growing. I'll tell you, it's going to get exciting for me because I see so much coming to the table. It's like, wow, I'm meeting people that I would have never normally in my kind of life been introduced to. You know, I told you, Rosie Greer and Richard Dreyfuss, and the list goes on and on. I can't mention everybody now, but we have somebody on the line that our guest caller, I want you guys to meet. Amazing gentleman in business and coaching, and he's just involved in so much. He has some interesting stories. It's one of these people that you wish you had an hour just to chat, but Bill Brown, William Brown is on the line with us. Bill, are you with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
There he is. You're coming in loud and clear, Bill. Thanks for calling in. I know you're a busy guy, and can you believe this? I mean, now, you're a baby boomer, right, or are you kind of a new baby boomer?
I am a baby boomer. I was born in 1948, so that puts me right in that kind of baby boomer category, 67 years old.
I don't understand that. This doesn't make sense because when I see you, you don't look like you were born in 47. There's something wrong. Why do you look like you're like 40 years old? I got to get your diet or something. But
yeah, well, one of the things,
you know,
working with kids and doing that kind of stuff, and I've been working with a wonderful, some wonderful products also with a company called Modere, so I've been taking those products for over 25 years, so that has kind of helped me maintain some of my youthful appearance, I hope.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got to jump on board that train because I look like I can co-star with Boris Karloff, and I mean, I'm about the same age as you, but yeah, whatever. We got... there's so much to touch bases with. You're involved in so the entertainment business. You have worked with so many situations. You've worked with charities. I know we were with you over at the Watering Seeds with the event at the StubHub Center, which was so interesting. The wheelchairs, and I'll tell you, those guys really amazed me. And it wasn't just a little show they put on. They're good at what they do. I mean,
absolutely. We've got the, of course, the wheelchair athletic games. We got the Paralympics. Those and some of these were the top national, international stars of the wheelchair tennis, which mm-hmm. are worldwide. And these guys are amazing. Playing tennis with just one bounce and of the ball, one extra bounce from just normal tennis. And they could probably play the average tennis or beginning tennis player and, be very, very competitive.
Yeah. And, you know, like, you have so many projects. So you have to have a strategy on, you know, like we talk about baby boomer scenarios, and a lot of people start, well, should I retire? Should I go on a little bit longer? I think you're in the same mindset as myself. You should keep going. And I know you're such a busy guy. Don't you think it's better that you keep moving than say, well, you know, I think I'll retire and take a break? I don't think taking a break sometimes can be. It's good in a way mentally. When you take a break, you have to back up a little bit. You don't want to be stressed all the time. But we really do have to keep busy. So I think it's, you're probably thinking it's keeping you younger, right?
Yes, of course. I have my 7 grandkids, and so that kind of helps also. They're always in the mix of things. But yeah, I feel like you should, you know, whether you technically retire from your day-to-day 8-hour, 9-hour, 10-hour job, there's always you know, room for improving and learning. Lifelong learners, I think everyone should be involved with. And now, of course, they say it's very good for the mind, you know, with Alzheimer's, some of the other things coming in, to always try to be challenging your mind to think and, you know, stimulate that brain matter so that you stay on top of things.
Let's stimulate Bill Brown's brain matter. Did you get the 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore?
I did. I think I might have missed one, and that's, you know, usually I'm pretty good at that just off the top of my head. But, you know, it's a kind of a funny thing, too, when you're even on TV or radio or anything, you have to get kind of used to that adrenaline that pumps up when you know people are listening. So it's easy to get on a game show or something, you know, those kind of walk-by, the Tonight Show,
yeah.
And the guy walks up to you with a camera and says, hey, you know, what day is it? And all of a sudden you blank out because there's a camera in front of your face. So
yeah,
that has a certain, you have to get used to it. I know you're very, Eric and yourself, very used to the cameras and back and forth. So it takes a little time to get all that together. But yeah, but most of the presidents, you can just, if you stop and think about it a little bit, you go, okay, I got them.
Okay,
yeah,
now Bill, I'd like you to name all the presidents for me. Start. I'm just kidding. Anyway,
yeah,
you know, let me touch on this one thing. This was kind of interesting. Now, I brought you to meetings, and these are influential people in the business. You know, I'm talking about entertainment business. So, and these are people that have been around, and when they find out some of the strategies you've had, they're really amazed. Now, what was the situation with the color program for Disney and related to personalities? Now, I know there's orange, blue, green, and what is the other color, gold?
There's blue, gold, green, and the color we like to call gold, which is kind of yellow on the color spectrum.
Okay.
But gold color, green, orange, and blue, yes. Kind of
okay,
four
now,
primary colors.
Primary colors. Now, how was that, the color situation related to the various personality types? How did you get in that and in the situation with Disney and the program and so on?
Right. Well, there was a gentleman by the name of Don Lowry who kind of come up with this easier way to deal with personality and temperament. So he was one of the first guys that that found an easier way to do things. They used to call it the one-minute Myers-Briggs. Myers-Briggs, of course, you know, is 103 or 4 questions. You answer them all, and then you get broken up into categories, into letters, INTJ, those kind of numbers. And he felt, hey, let's make something universal so that everybody can relate to it, a first grader, somebody that's 110 years old, no matter what grade level they are. So we come up with 4 primary colors. The colors are very simple. The blue recognizes harmony. The orange, adventuresome. Gold, responsible. And green, curious. And again, we all have these colors that are mixed in our lives and in our personalities to different degrees. So it was just a card sort that you played with. Number one, it's a game, it's cards. You look at it, you read a few information, you sort the cards how you feel about yourself, and then you come up with a color spectrum of your personality and type. So it was very easy, simple, We could do 100,000 people in a minute. We could do a classroom. We could do a big hall of people. They used it in the military, at Disney, of course. Disney's culture is about characterizations of their employees. So they're actors on stage.
Yeah.
They come to work. They put on a uniform. Whether you're a hotel clerk at the hotel, or whether you're running a train in Disneyland, or you're part of the parade, you are an actor in their minds. So they give you a personality type to act, but they really still esteem your own personality that you bring to the job. And
wow.
They recognize and, that.
That's
and
amazing.
That keeps people's esteem up. You know, it says, okay, you know that I'm Bill Brown, but when I'm at work, you want me to be this character, and you
yeah.
gave me some traits to live out. And so I'll do that at the job, but when I go home, you know I'm somebody else. A lot of jobs
yeah.
kind of push
amazing.
You into characters that you may not want to deal with. So baby boomers, it's a good thing to understand your relationships, understand yourself first. Then when
yeah.
you understand yourself, it's very easy to get other people, and leadership roles very important, whether you're in the military, school, football teams.
Yeah.
You start to blend these personalities together, and you know yourself, it's very important for that unit together to not
yeah.
have a,
yeah.
you know, to understand the personalities. And once people kind of know who they are, but there's a team effort or a unit effort to get something done, they all can work as a unit when everyone in the unit recognizes their own personal
yeah.
attributes.
You know, it's interesting, and you know, I used to do, I had a lot of accounts out here, and I noticed there was a difference in people's personalities at their work, their attitude. It just seemed a little bit more upbeat when I would associate with clients that had offices along the coast, and you walk in their office and they have ocean views, or in a situation where they're at a beautiful park. I mean, the office is located, you walk out, there's fountains and lakes. You know, I think that it's like the colors, it makes a big difference. And, you know, like, two
exactly.
people we hang around with. If you got a bunch of happier people and happier situations, it does something to the brain. It perks you up a little bit rather than going into the gray room talking about depressing things. And, you know, Bill, I've mentioned that before and may have shared that with you. And if you have two movies, one of them is a comedy and a light comedy and it's fun, and you get 100 people walk out of the show, and then you get another movie about negative stuff, drugs and depression, which group is going to be happier, you know? And that's, I think, what we
exactly.
have to do is anybody, not just baby boomers, is, you know, try to tune in, associate, listen to on the radio, you know, more positive stuff than all this. You know, what's on the news? It's so much negative, you know, and hit yourself with more positive, you know, get a little bit. But anyway, I...
Right. Don Lowry, the gentleman that did this, always believed in context. If you were to bring people in a room and looked at something depressing, but beforehand you prepped them and said, I want you guys to watch this and think of ways that we can combat this negative situation that we're going to be watching on this film or in this commercial. Most
yeah.
people would put themselves in the context, and they would come out with positive answers because you gave them something else to look at instead of just watching the film and absorbing it. And they kind of gave them a job to do. And that's the
okay.
way that, you know, a lot of people watch news all day, but they watch it in the context of how can I make that better? How can
yeah.
I do something positive? And we've all seen some beautiful things that have come out of negative situations where somebody's either gotten killed or a terrible situation. They immediately go to the phone, get on the phone and say, hey, so-and-so, they had an accident. We need to all come together to raise money or help his family
yeah.
or take over some food. And now that turns that into a community positive.
Yeah.
So
we interesting.
All need to think about that in terms of, you know, we've seen a lot in our days of growing up. I mean, the baby boomer generation. TV, no TV, we got cell phones, we got computers. I mean,
yeah.
that whole span, you know, And the funny thing is that we're going back to some of the things, you know, cars, steam cars used to be around real early. And now we're getting back to more efficiency energy cars right now. We probably should look at steam run cars again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at the air would be a lot cleaner and so on. But you work with the Easy Way situation. You're on his team, and talking about steam engines, that's that's a real motor that's moving along, isn't it? I mean, can you believe what Eric's created and the influence it's having on so many people? It's amazing, the worldwide outreach.
I love that.
14,000 marketing companies following him. It is amazing.
Sure, and it's all about communication. We all remember, Lawrence Welk show, the Ed Sullivan show. These are things that we used to get information from all the time. They became icons, not only in entertainment, but just bringing us information.
You know,
and so I see this is a very good format. Don Lauer used to talk about something called edutainment, educating with entertainment, which is really something that we've all done. We've played games with kids to have them learn something. Sometimes they sang their ABCs. They did different things. And so you and Eric uses entertainment and that genre to kind of introduce both light and serious subjects. Just something like a Johnny Carson. We all grew up with that whole era of, he brought on a lot of things on the Johnny Carson show, but a lot was information. And we went through some tough times when he would have to come on and say, hey, you know, this person got shot today. This, you know, he was, the Kennedy situation. I mean, all those kinds of situations came up, or we were at war, and he could blend it into an entertainment format, but still inform the audience and give us a little break or give us the information in a more absorbable way. So I think Eric is doing that with his interviews. You are with your wonderful show. I hope to really work with you more on this expansion of the baby boomers.
There's a lot of us out there, Bill.
This 60 or 80, 70 million individuals that have grandkids, kids that are still working and contributing a lot to their community, and you're allowing that story to be told.
I appreciate your time. You know, you're amazing, and I want to have you on again because there's a lot of stuff I want to cover with you. Now, as far as your advice and so on, do you have a site or anything you want people to go to, or a contact we can get, if anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Right. A lot of today's technology just runs right through the phone number, so anybody that wants to get into me directly, either text or call me, is 949-929-5654.
Well, sounds good, Bill. Thank you. And I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you dropping in, and I want to get you on again because there's so many different facets here that you're involved with. But we got to move along to a commercial, and looking forward to seeing you at the expo, and I think that's going to be another exciting I mean, I know that's really something that's moving along here, but we're going to be seeing you down there.
Absolutely. I'll see people there and be happy to greet them and talk about some of the things that we're doing. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. And we'll be touching
finally,
with you.
Something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys. marketing exposure. That is an understatement, believe me. I've seen so many people literally put their hands up to their forehead, and these are people that are, you know, up there. And when they hear what Eric has to say about his social media and how to get out there, they're just literally, their jaws drop. And they're like, wow, why didn't we know about this? But he's up in the clouds, in the beyond the cutting edge. I mean, he's finding out about this stuff as it's being developed. That's where he's at. But anyway, I believe we have someone on the line. Let me see. Do we have a caller coming in? Do we have Dave Andrews on the line?
Oh, he's here. Yes.
He's here.
How are you doing, Jim? Yeah.
There he is. So, Dave, thanks for stopping in. I know you're a busy guy, and you know, we were talking to Bill about all these situations, and I tell you, it's just amazing how fast, and I keep saying this, how fast the time's going by. But you have, you're the writer for Eric, and I've known you for years, and you're an amazing guy, and I'm always bragging about you. Dave's a writer. He's written several books on the English slave. He's you know, attended law school, and interesting stories about. He's traveled all around the world. Speaks, I don't know how many languages, but they're not just regularly. They're difficult languages. What is it? What are the Vietnamese? Dave, you speak Mandarin?
Chinese, the national language there. I lived in Taiwan for about 4 months once, and so picked up conversational Chinese in Taiwan and learned how to order, you know, rice and all that chow mein.
Now, you mentioned you were in a situation one time where you were actually close to a dignitary, I believe, and you got a picture. Did you get a picture of that? Who was that?
I've had an opportunity to be around a fair number of dignitaries. For example, the Emperor of Japan, Hirohito, from as we know, at the end of World War II, once a year, he came out to open Parliament in Japan in August, and I just happened to be in the park there in Tokyo, and. You know, they said, oh, no, wait here. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, there's a big black limousine with the Emperor Hirohito, who, of course, ended World War II after the two bombs fell. He wasn't actually on the signing ceremony, but he did give us okay there. So, and that ended World War II.
Well, yeah, fortunately, I know there's a situation where they, when he was going to, you know, close this, and that was the deal, that Hirohito would get off the hook, and he would tell everybody to lay down their arms. So they actually tried to stop that and take his tapes that he made, that he was going to, you know, that he had played out to have everybody put down their arms, which ended everything. They actually tried to stop that, which would have led into an invasion, which tried to avoid. But, you know, these are little things like that. One, I mean, they say these tapes were hidden in a dresser underneath these blankets. I mean, one wrong move like that could have changed their lives. I mean, I may not have been here now. All this stuff may not have been going on, you know. But
that's our parents' generation.
So you now you've traveled overseas and your travels and you picked up the languages, and now what actually led to, because we talk about baby boomer scenarios, and I try to bring this up, keep busy, because it's so important. Because we get into a state where, okay, I think I'm going to take my Social Security now. It might be a little early, but I'll take it now, and I'll get a smaller amount, but I'm going to take a break. Or they wait a few years and they get a little bit bigger Social Security. But whatever the scenario, there they sit, and now what do I do? Like, I saw my doctor, and he said, yeah, I'm going to retire. And I said, yeah, right. And sure enough, a year later, he was back on the job. So
I think you need to find something that you can be passionate about. For me, it's writing.
That's what I was going to bring into it. Now, the guys, Dave has written three books. Just touch on that a little bit, Dave. Don't go too deep into the books. But, you know, the point here is there was something on your mind. Instead of just floating along, you decided to write some great novels that'll be published and possibly might roll over into a TV series.
TV series or movie. I found a great story about 10 years ago. And then 9 years ago this February, February 27th, I started on a story. So I wrote the story out. It takes place in Europe in around 1600. And it took me about 3 or 4 weeks to write 70 pages. And then I knew I had a story that, you know, it's an epic story about the English slave sold into slavery and sent to the sister of the Sultan in Istanbul or Constantinople back then. And so this story just was gripping. It was about an officer that overcame so many obstacles. And so after I wrote the initial story, then I researched the publishing industry for another 3 or 4 weeks, named the publishers and got the mechanics down. And then since that time, I've been writing drafts. So I have a draft of 5 books and wrote out that whole story. It took me about 5 years. I learned to read Middle Dutch and Middle French and some old Italian and some Castilian Spanish even. And so followed the life of Captain John Smith, pre-Pocahontas, through Europe, and how he fought in a battle and was wounded and sold into slavery for a year. So, and how he escaped eventually.
And relating to our audience, and like I say, when I say our audience, it's not just baby boomers, because it's very smart for people that are younger to listen to this stuff. And maybe not go through some of the mistakes we had, but get your brain churning and maybe eliminates people from getting a little stagnant. And it's the same as atrophy. Your brain can atrophy like your muscles can. And, you know, I saw this one little study, and this is really amazing. What did the psychiatric institution use? Who are the people they drew on to create stimulation to the brain and raise the IQ? And it was amazing. The two entities they went after were, guys, you're not going to believe this, jugglers and magicians. These are the two entities that actually stimulated the brain.
Are
you kidding?
Oh, yeah, well, jugglers, you have, you can't really think everything. You have to, I've watched instructors do it. You know, you lift one ball up, and then the other side, the other hand, one ball up, and then going back.
Dexterity.
So, I mean, it's something where your mind is it can't use normal cognitive purposes. You know, you can't rationalize it. Step A, step B, step C, and then it's there. No, you have to kind of like put it all together, which is
manual dexterity.
I might have to pick up that then. You know, juggling.
Oh, it's amazing. And I tell you, after watching this study, and this was an in-depth situation, and then they said about the magician, because they said it made the mind like so, you know, reach back and think, how is he doing that? And it just puzzles the mind. And, you know, it just went to the situation where they started this guy out with a certain IQ. Now go through a deck of cards with the first card and then turn it over and see how many you can remember. And he remembered 3 and 5 and 7 and 5 and 8. Now, by the time he got done with this testing and this, you know, juggling and with the magic and so on, a 30-day period went by to raise the IQ. Guess how many cards he could remember when you turn them over? Do you think he could get up to the whole deck?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? So, you know, it goes to show you, it doesn't mean that people have to be 65, 70, 80 years old and like, I forgot. We can work on that. We can, here I am, a perfect example. I go out to my car. Oh, what am I doing here? I have to go back in and, okay, I needed this. So we tell ourselves, geez, I've been forgetting more lately. But we can reverse a lot of that. With, I mean, research diets that are good for the brain and vitamins and so on and so forth. But you, with your publishing and your writing and all the research that you do, and these novels are amazing. I mean, just the covers are amazing. That keeps you on the ball.
Well, yeah, I feel like I learned more. I'm actually probably sharper now than I was 10 years ago as far as remembering names, people, spaces, things like that. I spent a lot of time, if you were talking about characters before with Bill Brown on True Colors and the four different types there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What I do is I take a character in one of my novels, and then it changes, or she changes, depending on which character, and I have them transform from somebody bad to somebody good, or vice versa.
Makes you think.
An antagonist is somebody that was bad, then it becomes real bad. And so the conflict becomes greater at the end than it did at the beginning, and until you have your climax scene in which the whole scene or group of scenes or chapters, whatever it is, it comes into fruition. So, yeah.
I can totally see this on a Hallmark or a scenario, whatever the situation would be, on as a series, big time,
TV,
or even a motion picture.
Our series.
Yeah.
I have five books, 400 pages each, just epic. It covers only 8 years, but I talked to a director last night at the Ascent Expo event there. And, you know, I can visualize this. So
And through Eric, it's amazing how our lives, even yours and mine, have changed from the people we've met through him. I was mentioning that early in the show, and the level of people, it is amazing. But Dave, thanks for coming on the show and sharing some of this. Now, do you have anything you want to share about how we can contact you or the situation with your, novel or whatever?
I have English Slave, English, Slave, SLAVE.com. That has there. I put a link there to the first chapter, so you can read a sample first chapter of the book. I hope to. I promised someone that I'd publish it this year, so I always keep my promises. That's one of my faults. So.
Well, I tell you what, I really liked what you put on that cover. I think that looks very. I don't know how you created that, but that's an imagination. It's really coming together with all your novels, and I'm looking forward to.
I have friends. A lady painted the background map for it that I had designed, and then another friend who took graphics in college and everything actually did the final design. So and that person's name is John DeGuzman. So, but maybe I can help. I'm trying to help him start his own business, because he's younger than we are, but. It would be something good that he would do if he likes to. So if someone wants, if I can help people, my friends out as I go along, I try to do that.
Cool. Well, it has been an interesting ride. Like I was mentioning, the people we're meeting and the places we're going through Eric. Hasn't it been, wow, look at these places we're at together. I mean, I've gone a lot of events with you. It's been an interesting ride.
It's interesting, and we just do it the easy way, as they say.
There you go. Well, Dave, thanks for coming on, and I know you too are a busy guy, and good luck with the books. I know they're going to be we're going to have a launch and so on. And guys, the time is going by fast as usual. I keep telling you that it's like that ball that rolls around in that funnel, and it's going around faster and faster until you kerplunk. But we're going to break for commercial, and I think we're going to have to sign off now because it's wrap-up time. And thanks, everyone, for coming on. Remember all, that I share with you. We have our archive shows. Go down. There's so much information. There's retirement information. There's, your health, the insurances, and where to invest your money. There's so much stuff. Download the Eric Zulli app. Tune in to the Easy Talk live show on Thursday. And remember, theeasyshow.com/podcast. And the Ascent coming up, Ascent Expo, Ascent the Easy Way at the L.A. Convention Center, February 28th and 29th and March 1st. It's going to be amazing. Red carpet. You've got Sammy Malief. There's the Latip people. And, you know, there's so much room for networking. So, guys, I'm going to let you go. And remember, you can enter into retirement, become complacent and stagnant with an uneventful life, gloomy and unhealthy. Or you can get out of that chair and keep in shape, meet new friends, find hobbies. So, guys, I'm going to sign off. Talk to you next week, and thanks for dropping in.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.